I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, July 14. Coming up, Prime Minister says St. Thomas to get first major tourist resort, National Security Ministry to expand cadet program, and transition plan being developed for Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. The news in detail after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says St. Thomas is to get its first major tourist resort resulting from the construction of the $4 billion Morant Bay Urban Center. Mr. Holness indicates that two serious prospects have expressed an interest in developing the resort in light of the government's plans to declare the original town center a heritage site. This following the relocation of key public and private sector services and institutions to the new center being developed on the 25-acre property housing the old Goodyear factory.
We want to declare the town a heritage site and preserve all the historic buildings that are there, including the church, which is over 350 years old. Preserve whatever buildings that may be there that are of historical and architectural interest. And start to create the nucleus now of a tourism industry.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the second Hope for Jamaica town hall meeting in St. Thomas on Thursday. The Factories Corporation of Jamaica is spearheading the development of the new Morant Bay Urban Center, with construction set to begin in December. The Ministry of National Security is to expand the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force JCCF program to communities affected by violence. State Minister Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says the JCCF forms part of the government's plan to secure the country.
Those areas where we see a spike in crime, we want to go in there and we want to expand the cadet programs in schools, also to offer opportunities to the children who are not in the schools so that they can become involved in these kinds of programs.
Senator Charles Jr. was speaking at the recent viewing ceremony of the Beak Air Cessna aircraft at the Caribbean Aviation Training Center at the Tinson Pen Aerodrome in Kingston. The Cessna aircraft was procured through the initiative of longstanding JCCF aviation instructor Lieutenant Colonel Victor Beak, who made the request of former British Prime Minister David Cameron during his visit to Jamaica in 2015. The aircraft was donated to the JCCF in 2016 for its student pilot training program. A transition plan is being developed for the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, which ends in 2019. CSJP Communications Social Marketing Coordinator Patrice Nephew says while the program will formally come to an end, beneficiaries will still be able to access the services it provided through the relevant ministries, departments, and agencies.
There's nothing within the CSJP that is new to Jamaica. So at the end of the day, it is about how best we would have left a legacy within the government of Jamaica, a methodology, and that is one of the reasons we're doing such rigorous monitoring and evaluation. We want these assessments to show what works, what doesn't work, so that we can actually be able to inform future policy.
The CSJP is also working closely with the Social Development Commission, SDC, in empowering community members and drafting community profiles that will identify areas for action. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says recent private sector investment in agriculture is valued at close to $9 billion. Speaking Thursday at the 122nd Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Minister Samuda added that government, with support from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, is spending $320 million to build several agro-processing facilities across the island through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Additionally, the IDB is providing more than $650 million to boost the Agricultural Competitiveness Program over the next 3 years. This will result in an increase in agricultural output in key producing parishes, as well as the establishment of an agri-park in Spring Garden, Portland.
There's a newfound sense of enthusiasm and interest in investing in agriculture, and we're seeing this in the big corporations of Jamaica. The distributors who just used to buy and sell and don't invest in the land have begun to invest in agriculture.
Minister Samuda is encouraging farmers to establish partnerships to ensure they benefit from investments in agriculture. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.